OK, as promised, we're going to talk Mario Balotelli now, Jason, because he has been charged by the FA this week for a breach of their regulations. What do you expect to come of this? Will he fight the charge? He'll fight the charge, presumably.
Yeah.
Personal hearing, we would expect, but what's the likely outcome?
It's an interesting one, because I think the FA had to charge him, because obviously that's their policy, that's the way they're following it, and they couldn't not charge him for retweeting the message. But I just think there is a little bit of sympathy around this one in that, OK, he took it down straight away, there was contrition immediately, an apology, and I think because of that, he might escape a match ban, I think. I think there may be more the likelihood of a fine and a warning on this one, personally. I think there is a little bit of sympathy from within the FA over it. They know they have to charge. They knew they had to charge him, and they obviously charged him. But he will lay out his reasons, and I think that may help him avoid a ban, I think, and because of his immediate actions afterwards. And I have a bit of sympathy with him on this one, actually, because I don't think it was a knowing, sort of malicious thing to have done. If anything, I think he just backfired very, very badly on him, trying to put out an anti-racist message, and compounded it, actually, by doing so. But, you know, stupidity is not a defence either, really, is it? I've got a bit of sympathy. I've seen a lot worse things than this. But I think there is a degree of sympathy towards him from the FA, and it might help him.
He'd be the first player, if he doesn't get banned, he'd be the first player.
Yeah, I know that.
There's a kind of social media clampdown at the moment.
He'd
be the first player to escape a ban.
That's right, exactly. So maybe I'm being a little bit too charitable about it, and they may feel they have to do that because, as you say, they have been very tough, and they want to be seen to be tough. And obviously, it sends out a message to everyone else to be tough. I just feel with this one, from talking to people, that there is probably a little bit more sympathy afoot for him. But as you say, Neil, you're absolutely right. It could well be that even if they are sympathetic, they still have to ban him. But I think he might just escape.
Mm. Martin, you wrote a lot about him last week, didn't you, for the Mail? You just think he's trouble, full stop?
Well, I do think that there is a level of maintenance that has to be balanced against the level of performance. And people say that Cristiano Ronaldo is high maintenance, but really, balanced against his performance, he's not. Because if you need to work a little bit harder on that guy, this is the return we get, well, then it's worth it. I think the problem with Mario Balotelli is that there's now a disconnect between how much time you have to spend investing Mario Balotelli and managing situations around Mario Balotelli and what he's actually bringing to the team, and that's a problem. The issue that he's got here, notwithstanding, it's not the Nicholas Anelka situation, which, you know, looked very knowing and almost quite sinister. This is almost innocent, would be possibly the wrong word, but I mean, he's guileless, basically, in this, that he hasn't actually properly read and understood what was going on with that. Having said that, I'm with Jason on this. I don't think the FA can avoid it, because you can't start saying, well, we think this one was all right. You can't have a crime and punishment system based on that. So the FA charge is right. I think he might get a very short ban, because they understand that it didn't quite turn out as he intended. But from Liverpool's point of view, and this was the thing that Manchester City found, nobody at Manchester City thought that Mario Balotelli was actually a bad lad. They just thought that they were spending too much time trying to manage situations around Mario Balotelli, and that in the end, it kept putting the club into the spotlight for ridiculous reasons. You know, he's let a load of fireworks off, and he's been throwing darts out of the window at people and stuff. And in the end, Manchester City decided it wasn't worth the hassle. And I think that is what will happen at Liverpool eventually. I'm not saying in the January transfer window, because they've got a big problem, because their main striker's never fit. Or hasn't been fit this season. So they can't really start jettisoning the other strikers. But sooner or later, you know, whether the summer or whatever, someone's going to look at the aggravation and look at the return and think these two things don't balance.
Charlie, who's going to take him? Steve Bates this morning says he's on his way out in the summer. As Martin said, he's most likely. The Mail, final chance. Joe Bernstein says that Brendan Rodgers is sticking by him. But Who would take him?
Well, there'll always be a club, won't there? But I think, you know, Brendan Rodgers always insisted it wasn't a gamble, but it was, and it's not paid off. I remember in the World Cup qualifying draw, or the draw for the qualifiers in Rio, Fabio Capello was just asked about what he thought about Balotelli, and he was just saying, it's the same as Antonio Cassano. You'll never, ever manage him. You'll never control him, and he's not worth it. And as Martin said, he's just not... He's not returned what you need from someone with that baggage. I don't understand why Liverpool, with the money they had, didn't look at Wilfred Bony. I don't understand that. And even now he's fit again, someone like Christian Benteke, for me, you just have him in your team ahead of Mario Balotelli every time.
Suarez was worth the aggravation. As a comparison, and looking at that club, Suarez, you could look at... This is this. Oh, we've got all of this, but against that, this is what he does for us. And then that Balotelli, if Balotelli was scoring as Suarez was scoring, then you could look at this and think, okay, yeah, well, we've got to put up with this because this is our return. But that's not what's happening. That was the point. Sorry,
I think, you know, Balotelli won't get a top club now. I think he was lucky to get a club like Liverpool still in the Champions League. He was very fortunate. I think now you're looking at teams, it's sort of the rung below. So if looking at England, like Newcastle, maybe Aston Villa when they lose Benteke, which I think they probably will next summer. But Balotelli, so he was very fortunate to get Liverpool, and he's not taking his chance, has he?
Yeah,